Mahaba, if you have just tuned in. Yes, my co-host today, Richard Manson, event producer of Flying Elephant and Ali Al Saloom. Yes, anything you want to ask Ali this morning, he will answer you. Yes, you can ask questions on Emirati culture, on the holy month of Ramadan. Yes, anything you'd like to know really about the UAE with regards to travel and tourism, even the environment as well. These are all areas that Ali speaks about. He does through media, through TV, through his column, or now full page spread in the national newspaper, actually documenting your autobiography almost, I think, that we see there, Ali.
Yeah, you can read all about me. So as a child, I thought that it was not enough for 4 years people to know about Haskalina. That's about time they know when I was a child.
Too right, exactly, absolutely. And he has his company, Embrace Arabia. And this morning is the first time he's really been speaking English for a few months, because he's been there talking to the local community, to the youth of the UAE, running workshops, giving talks, and really spreading awareness. And it's quite fascinating, really, that you should start out with Ask Ali, really helping expatriates, helping visitors to the UAE, and now you are going into your own community to help build these bridges and bring people together, raise awareness of your culture. Now, lots of messages are coming in. Do keep them coming in on 4001. Everybody that texts in this morning's going into a draw, and that's to win a spa treatment at the Kempinski Hotel. That's for a 90-minute treatment being brought to us by Dubai Summer Surprises. They've got lots of special rates happening through spas here in the UAE, running through to the 14th of July. 4001 is the text number. Richard, you're very close to Dubai Summer Surprises, so how's it going for you at
Absolutely.
The moment?
No, we've had a great month, lots of fun down in Makata. But we're now moving into the holy month of Ramadan, so we're doing some decoration down in Doha in Qatar in a mall there called Laguna, and we shall be doing some decorations in some hotels in Abu Dhabi, Etihad Towers, the new big hotel there on the Corniche.
So how exciting.
Very excited about all that.
Great stuff, and you can hear the tweets coming in there.
Yes, this one is on.
It's yours, Ali.
It's really interesting.
Yes, he's getting lots of tweets coming through as well, so just update us with some of the tweets.
This one is really interesting. Is that me? I think it's me.
It's you.
It's you,
yeah.
Rich.
No, it's not me. I don't even know what a tweet is. I don't know what it sounds like.
tweet.
There we go.
All right, so this one is from Ihamda on Twitter. She says, do us Emiratis a favor and stress about the UAE dress code campaign, especially in Ramadan. We really don't want to see half-naked people during it.
Well, it's very interesting, and it's great to hear the questions coming from our Muslim friends and who obviously are going to be fasting and acknowledging the holy month of Ramadan, and what concerns them when it comes to everybody else here in the UAE. And you know, there's many text messages coming in on a similar similar ilk with regards to dress code. So let me just share with you here. In regards to dress code, I noticed that the media talks mostly about eating and drinking regulations, but no mention about advising people to dress in a more appropriate way. Back home in Morocco, even though we are a very open country, we see a significant change in terms of the way people dress during the holy month. Is that something that's a part of local culture?
For the first time, I'll probably say something like it's an opinion, but I don't want, because I'm not used to say such a thing. I will always share information, but I'll say my opinion. Am I able to do that?
Of course. All right. Please do.
My opinion is, I think people definitely have all the right to, raise any issue that they see in their society that is going against their values, against their culture and identity and all of that. So I'm 100% with any of that. The UAE dress code, I think some people might got it wrong in the way of what it was really meant to be. It is not it's not a call to cover up every single person in my country. The UAE dress code that is, initiated through Twitter by, a few sisters of us who did that, and to link it with Ramadan, it's not about telling people that you have to be a Muslim, that you must do X, Y, Z. We are very open and we have respect for all faith, and we completely share our own culture in a very open, arm and embrace every single culture with everybody. But the issue is, I think, this is my opinion, I think the whole generosity factor and the hospitality factor that we've offered has gone a little bit extended, that we've taken everybody for granted that they will know that they are in a Muslim country. So in return, what happened is that everybody thought, oh, look, they're very nice, they're very generous, they're very open, they're very all XYZ, so let me just feel free and just do whatever I want to do because I love this country and I respect it, and my dress code has nothing to do with me respecting, disrespecting the country. I think people, which is the, right, what they're saying is right, but technically in the society, it is wrong, because anywhere you go, there is a dress code. And you see, nobody goes for an interview wearing a very, very, you know, almost nothing. You always have to dress up nicely, casual, or dress.
I think the issue there is, and this is not to condone it, but I think it is also a holiday city, Dubai. So you've got people coming into the city during Ramadan for their holidays.
Yeah.
It's a beach culture here. It's a very outdoorsy kind of place. So you will have people in swimwear or wearing, you know, a sundress, and so and they might not even think there's anything wrong with that. However, of course, if you were going to wear that to the mall, going into an office block, then that's something very different. So it's just about being aware, isn't it?
Absolutely. And everybody have to remember the whole, you know, your dress code and so on. It's really simple. You know, just remember where you are. Are you at the right context of the situation where you have to dress that way? What we mean by modestly or wear modest is that you have to cover up, meaning not showing, you know, for a woman, for example, not to dress something very, very shorter than your knees. You know, especially if you are a very tall lady, you know, like, and you can see so much if you bend, for example, from the back or the front, as well as your shoulders and the cleavage area, the back area. You know, I always joke with my friends, I said, you know, don't blame any lady who's showing her back. Maybe she didn't have enough money to cover up the last piece or something. But the point is here is just to cover up that way. But I just want to stress on one thing. Please do not think that during Ramadan, when you hear people saying, you know, dress modestly and cover up, that it means only for Ramadan. This is a big mistake people always think. So for anybody who says that in our own country, during Ramadan, people dress modestly better than the rest of the month, this is wrong. You are in a conservative, very open-mind country that has people that accepted people from all over the world. So the least we could do is just kind of embrace ourselves with the people in this part. Like when I was in America, I was not dressing Kandora 24 hours walking to, you know, all the blazers and the school. You know, I was wearing what it's comfortable for people to see over there as well. And the same thing here, I believe that, and the majority, I still have high hopes on many of the expats community we have in the UAE, because it's them who can be the role models for the rest of the people who comes here. It's not us.
Well, I mean, I'm sure a lot of it comes down to ignorance and perhaps uneducation. I don't think anybody would, I would hope nobody would actually go to a mall or whatever in the wrong attire to make a point.
That has happened, though.
Has it?
It's been in the news. It was in the news last year with an incident where a lady was pulled to one side by security and asked to cover up, and she then removed her clothing.
Well, you always get one, or more.
But, you know, and I think, I don't know where or how that came about in her psyche to do that, but clearly, and she was a visitor to the city, and I think it's just she obviously hadn't done her homework as to where she was, and I think what she was taking as an affront was being told to what to wear,
like
but not understanding
like
where
I
she
say,
is.
That was born out of ignorance.
Yeah.
Can we go back to the text from Jane, which is sort of relevant in the fact that it's to do with water sports and swimming and cooling down.
Did I answer your question first?
Sorry?
Did I answer your question?
No, not yet, Ali. That's why I'm asking you again.
Because when you started asking me, I'm like, this is not the question he asked. It's you have a question that I didn't answer.
Yes.
I'm Ali from Ask Ali. I have to answer all the questions. Tell me, what was it?
Here we go, Ali. Yeah. Can someone who is fasting swim or play water sports? And again, like I say, I think this is people worrying that maybe water would go in the mouth, and again the dress code with that.
The water sports completely fine. If you're swimming, just make sure that there's no water that goes in. But if the water just touches your own lips, for example, and it doesn't go in, meaning from, then it's fine, because we brush teeth, right? So if any water goes in, then that's actually considered that it breaks your fast. But of course, everything based on intention. If you'd done it and it by coincidence it went inside, that's your good luck only. You know, just make sure that it's water, it's not something else.
Peter's also asking a very good question: is how do you think Muslims will be the Muslim Olympic athletics, the athletes entering the Olympics that are Muslim, who are fasting, how will they adapt to Ramadan?
This is funny because most of the Muslim nations now are speaking and highlighting this issue to the point where many of the spectators are saying, so if we go, would we be dismissed from fasting Ramadan just for supporting our teams? In reality, yes, there is a fatwa, which is, you know, the most of our scholars of Islam, some of them will give like a best suggestion that basically states that it's okay for such a cause to be considered, not fasting during this Olympic, you know, and this big event. However, that doesn't mean it's right 100%. It's just a homework that is one of the imams and scholars have done and gave the okay with it. But not many of the other Muslim scholars have given okay for their own Muslim, sports people to not fast during that event.
So some of the athletes that are in the Olympics will be fasting.
Yes, some of them will be fasting, especially if the sport doesn't requires. You know, if you're playing football and during that period of time, then definitely it's a thing. So I think some of the Muslims scholars have taken the Olympic as a major event, like, you know, it's a very important thing for the nations and they've accepted it. But let's just kind of remember one thing: in the past of era of Islam, when Islam was spreading around the world in many ways, and during Ramadan, there will be, you know, even if there was a battle, or there was like an entrance to a new city and so on, people would be fasting and doing their thing, you know, building homes, building mosques and so on. So work doesn't stop you from fasting. It's a duty in both ways.